Thank you and good morning. Senator Dianne Feinstein has introduced a bill aimed at changing the way federal forest management services are funded. In 2015, it was revealed that the U.S. Forest Service spent more than 50% of its budget on fire suppression instead of forest management, and that more money needs to be dedicated to fuel control programs, watershed and trail improvements, and post-fire mitigation projects, particularly in the face of larger and more dangerous fires. The measure will also treat major wildfires as natural disasters, similar to the responses to hurricanes or floods. The Wildfire Disaster Funding Act would separate fire suppression funding from forest management programs and instead be used in the same way federal dollars are used to respond to natural disasters through FEMA, where stringent spending caps are in place. The results of the election still need to be certified by tribal officials before they become official, but the Yurok tribe has released the results of the tribal primary election for three tribal board seats. In the Pequon district, Mary Nat ran unopposed and won her race, while in the East district, Joseph James easily outdistanced challenger Laura Borden by pulling in 73% of the vote, with more than 200 votes cast. The third race in the South District was won by Lena McCovey, who defeated Sarah Smoker. The Tribal Council will ratify the results at a meeting on Monday. A sheriff's deputy on patrol on Redway Drive in Redway yesterday afternoon spotted 37-year-old Jesse Lee Serbrug, a man wanted on felony weapons charges, driving a motorcycle. When the deputy attempted a traffic stop, Serbrug sped away, leading to a pursuit through town that was called off due to public safety concerns. A short time later, the deputy spotted Serbrug at the Evergreen Business Park, where he had hidden his motorcycle, and Serbrug fled again, this time on foot. Deputies tracked him down inside a storage locker nearby, and he was arrested and booked into county jail on the outstanding warrants, as well as for felony evasion and resisting arrest. Community members with the North Coast People's Alliance and members of the Healthcare Workers Union will hold a protest this afternoon in front of the Pacific Rehabilitation and Wellness Center on Harrison Avenue, the first of three local care homes scheduled to be closed. Organizers argue there is no excuse for the closure of the homes and that the closures will endanger human lives and traumatize vulnerable residents. The protest is scheduled to run from 4:30 to 6 o'clock. Humboldt Bay Fire responded to a report of smoke coming from an abandoned building at 2nd and A Streets yesterday morning and found that fires had been deliberately set at several spots around the structure. The boarded-up building is not occupied, and the site has been the scene of several fire calls in the past year alone. There was no one found inside, no injuries reported. A group of wildlife and conservancy groups have offered a $20,000 reward for information that leads to the arrest and conviction of 24-year-old Sean Hoff Jr., wanted in connection with a shooting incident near Carlotta in August. Hoff is suspected of firing several shots at a Fish and Wildlife officer who was investigating poaching. The officer was uninjured and Hoff remains at large. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. High winds, high surf, and heavy rains are forecasted for the next 3 days as the remnants of a typhoon bring storms to the North Coast region. A high wind advisory is in effect for Humboldt and Del Norte counties, along with a high surf advisory. 20 to 25-foot breakers are expected along local beaches, and localized flooding in low-lying areas is expected as well. The Weather Service forecasts the wind to pick up this afternoon, with the rain lasting through the weekend. The City of Arcata will host a community meeting tonight at 6 o'clock at the D Street Neighborhood Center to address any concerns the public has about safe routes to schools. The meeting was spurred by an assault on a 12-year-old girl who was attacked by a man while on her way to school last month, and the focus will be on how to form a community-based partnership with police and volunteer groups and to identify any problem areas on the routes children take when they walk to school. Jordan Christmas has news from the courts.
Officials at the Humboldt County Superior Court have issued a press release regarding jury duty and possible sanctions that those summoned could face if they fail to appear. Citing a 25% appearance rate for those who respond to a jury summon, the court has begun phoning prospective jurors who have failed to comply, in addition to the check-in phone system to ensure jurors are available. The court has also stated that if needed, it will have sheriff's deputies escort individuals to the courthouse for jury duty or to issue a show cause order to compel them to appear. Other sanctions for contempt include fines or even incarceration.
Thank you, Jordan. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.